Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So I'm back online. I had a break, I needed a break, and I needed to train some more Tai Chi. And today I'd like to speak to you about transformation. When we undergo change, not only is it important to understand your vulnerabilities, to understand how to move with grace and to let go, but the process is actually very simple, because you have to strip yourself of everything that you held on in the past. And from the energetic perspective, this means you have to really clear out. I'll give you an example. In the past 4 months, I have been in a transition period, and I eventually let go of my corporate job, which was not very easy because I put a lot of effort in to build up that kind of lifestyle. And I'm openly, actively dismantling it. Yes. So I have definitely received a certain sense of criticism from people, but I'm feeling lighter every single day. And transformation only takes place when you make space for something new to come in. This is something really important. That means also that previous relationships, friendships, habits, belief patterns, jobs, clothes, things, stuff need to be let go. From a quantum physics perspective, it's this old stagnant energy that needs to be let go. And in order to invite new opportunities, new habits, new ways of living, new perceptions. And it's breaking the cycle, which is very tough for us human beings, because we are so in our habits. I give you an example. I've been traveling the past months quite a lot and letting more and more go of my apartment that I really worked hard to be able to buy in my life, and now letting it go. And I've been living with friends in various different apartments, Airbnbs, and it has been quite a journey, because obviously at a certain stage in our lives, when you're 47 or you're hitting 50, but I don't really feel like it, you may want to have a home. But I realized that home is really within myself and my daily routine and practice. That is the key component. When you undergo transformation and change, the routine, the daily routine that you have, no matter where you are, is important. So I still get up at 5 a.m. I do the pineal gland meditation. I do my yoga. I do my Tai Chi. I eat regularly hours, and I go to sleep early. I am still keeping that discipline, because that keeps me grounded. That keeps me rooted within myself. In the last 2 weeks, I got really, really sick, and certain layers opened, more trauma came out through the physical layer, which was quite a clearing on the mental and emotional layer. And it had to happen, because the remnants, I had to literally purge them out. So that happens sometimes when you come to an end of a cycle, that you get really sick, because you start relaxing and everything falls off. Allow it to happen. Surrender to it. Everything that I share with you, I have experienced myself. And this is something that I spoke to Rhea also about, that we find so many teachers, therapists, coaches, life coaches, who get a certification very quickly, but have not actually undergone the process themselves. It is important, in order for you to hold space in a safe way, to have undergone the process, to have undergone changes in lives, loss experiences and being able to really work on yourself. So even if I'm a healer, and this is maybe the first time I openly admit it, a healer, I also need to go through healing myself. If I'm a yoga therapist specialized in trauma, I have to undergo the process myself. That's something really important, because it's so easy to pretend to be this coach, but yet again, if you don't know how the process works, it is really hard to hold space in a safe way. Transformation, I always describe it as Natayasana, which is one posture in yoga, which is almost a phoenix that burns down to the ashes to be reborn. Yes, and that process, really pushing yourself through this birth canal, is not fun. But once you get out on the other side, you become more resilient, stronger, and you feel lighter, and you know there's new things coming and waiting. And that is important. That is so good. And it is this process that makes us remember who we truly are. Transformation is not easy and requires for you to have dedication, commitment, and self-discipline towards your own healing journey, and taking responsibility. That is something really important. And yeah, so I think there are many people, and our world goes through transformation at the moment, and we are not so different from each other. How we do interact with each other, how we are honest to each other, and how we can say our truth and go through this process, it is really up to oneself. Namaha, namaste.